Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Monday means Laura Kennard Day. She's in talking about business networking and education opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro and maybe even somewhere beyond. Who knows what the day will bring. It is, after all, April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day.
There's nothing going on, ladies and gentlemen. Just go home.
That's right.
You know, I tried that with my granddaughter this morning. I said, you know, school's not in session today. You know, they called school off. It's teacher in service.
She didn't believe you.
She didn't believe me. All right, what's going on?
Well, you know how these weeks go when you're just jam-packed full of stuff and then you're like, wow, there's so many
things. Last week was jam-packed.
It was crazy. And now
Everybody. It's
kind of more light. Kind of more light this week. So that's okay. So we'll talk about a few things that are normal, our normal stuff. So first of all, every Monday, just say
Money Mondays.
Money Mondays.
That was already passed, but next Monday will also be Money Mondays. So you'll always know
that you can go to the Iowa Center for Economic Success, and over the lunch hour, they have these great things. Every Monday, they have money. Every Wednesday, they talk about just what services they have to offer there at the Iowa Center, which again is out on University.
Mm-hmm. In Clive.
And then occasionally they throw in what they call a Topical Tuesday, and that has particular topics. And it's on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday. It's not every Tuesday, though. So you have to kind of check their site or listen to us, and we'll tell you. And then the other thing that they do is the first Friday, which is a woman entrepreneur and kind of like fireside events that Gravitate does. It's just the idea that you get to hear somebody's story. What difficulties have they had? I was just talking before we were on the air about I'm learning because I'm working with a space, which I typically haven't had to ever deal with. I've helped other people, but until you actually do some of these things, you don't always know all the things that are going to crop up. And so I have, it makes you think, boy, if I would have known. And that's kind of what these talks are about. Boy, if I would have known, maybe I can share that with somebody else. Or at least have you feel like, you know, yeah, it is hard work. But hang in there and you'll get over that hump. And so I think it's really great to be able to hear that sort of the story of how. And the other thing is, so many times people set out to do one thing.
It ends up being something
completely different. And I think that's always really useful to hear, that sometimes you have to pivot with those opportunities and know that, okay, well, the market wanted something different, but that's okay. You can pivot and still have a successful business. And that's what happens quite often. So I think those are really good stories to hear. So those are just some typical things that happen at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. So you can also, they have other things like Dream Builder and some other workshops.
They're busy out there.
They are. They are busy.
They do something almost all the time.
They do.
Yeah. And if you go to those sessions on a Friday or whatever, and I'm sorry, I'm not taking notes. I was at one and the place was packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
Oh, yeah. They're very busy. So the other thing that we like to talk about every week on Wednesdays is 1 Million Cups at the Science Center. It was really fantastic because I got to go last week. You know, I have a class at Drake this semester that overlaps with 1 Million Cups. And so I made my students go so that I could go.
Very nice.
So we all went. And I always have them do that anyway during one of the sessions because they need to understand how important it is to get out to things like that, network, get to know other people in the ecosystem. That also makes the journey much less lonely. And you never know who you connect with, you know, or maybe not them, but they hear your story and they think to pass your name on to someone else. So anyway, we went out and the presentation was about monetary. And Monetary is an event that Dwolla, and I always like to call them a startup, but they're not. They're a success story. They've been around for a while. I think they're coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
And they have been very successful. And they are at this point, this stage where they now feel like they can circle back to the community and start to strengthen the ecosystem even more by calling attention to the investment opportunities with venture capital that can happen right here in the Midwest. That it doesn't have to be on one of the coasts.
Right.
And so what are the no-coast Midwest opportunities? And so they're doing a fantastic job of, I think they have, this was just astounding, they're going to have 15 venture capital companies come to this event, and you can put your application up. They're going to continue to take those applications. Their event is going to be in May, but they're going to continue. If you go to monetary.com, they're going to take those applications for your business startup. And what will happen is you follow the instructions. The venture capitalists will get an opportunity before they come to, even days before they come to look at them. And they'll say, okay, I want to meet with this one and this one and this one. And you're going to have the opportunity to do a one-on-one pitch with venture capitalists. So that's really an opportunity that's we never have here. So it's really fantastic. And on top of that, they're going to be doing some learning about, you know, what does it take to prepare your business to pitch. They are also going to be talking about things like data and all of these issues surrounding tech companies and the use of data and how we can be better at protecting people's security, et cetera. So a lot of really good topics related to also just the technology security world. So it's a fantastic event, and they've got they're also doing such a nice job of giving back to a nonprofit that relates to immigrant and young women and getting involved in coding. So that's a nonprofit that they have decided to give some of the proceeds to. And then also, I think it's Pi 515 is the nonprofit. And then as well, they do have some student prices. And if you're a startup, they have a different ticket price for you. So they're really also trying to make sure
that we can find all this out on monetary.com.
Monetary.com.
Right. We'll have a link up on the
Yeah, and we'll talk about it more. But I thought that was what 1 Million Cups was. And that's the nice thing about 1 Million Cups is they will periodically also throw in, that wasn't exactly a startup, but it's a startup event. It's only its second year. So it's just a great place to watch startups pitch and get some ideas for yourself, but also support them. And then Monetary, of course, is about supporting that community. So that was, but every Wednesday, you can show up at the Science Center at 8 o'clock to 8:30, have some coffee, network. 8:30 to 9 will be the presentation. And then they do a nice Q&A from 9 to 9:30. So that following 1 Million Cups, you can head right on over to West End Architectural Salvage. There's a really nice group of small business folks that get together to talk about marketing topics. It's a networking and referral event, but there's no cost to it. And there's always a great group of at least 10 or so people there every time. That's Dave Macon does that over at Architectural Salvage. So, and very close. So if you can scoot on over, that's a great thing to head to. So all of those are kind of regular stuff that we talk about from week to week and just give you an opportunity to kind of highlight. Moving ahead then to April 9th, which so we're actually talking about next Tuesday, there will be an Agile Iowa Lean Coffee, and that's downtown. And so I will be posting kind of a bunch of events that will be coming up in April. I already have some kind of save the dates for April listed, but we'll start highlighting those. We just are having a more of a quieter week.
A quieter week this week. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a couple of networking things, where you can go for support and even some money, which is kind of a nice opportunity. And we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
As always. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. That does it for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. I hope that you enjoyed what you heard earlier today. That piece with Brad Anderson and AARP Iowa and all of the initiatives they are taking on now, it is remarkable. All right. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is the fellow that does our production coordination. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Laura and for Brad, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.